to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 281 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. This is Lisa, and welcome back to the show. We hope you had a great week. Tonight, we've got a very fun evening planned out for you. We are short-staffed this evening, as we would say in my current employer, but still getting the job done tonight. So tonight with me, I have my friend, my pal, my confidant, and my Disney Dining Madness bracket creator, Sam.
What is up, Lisa? It's short staff, but we got to move forward. We have to get things done. You know, things come up and that's fine. We get it. And everybody else, I'm sure, would love to be here if they could be. But we're going to move forward. We're going to figure out how this Elite Eight turns into a Final Four. Then we might have a little twist on things. We'll see how things go. And it's going to be fun.
It's going to be fantastic. I can't wait to see what restaurants make it to the Final Four. This has been a long run, and it's been exciting.
It has been, and it feels like we just started, but then you know you watch March Madness this weekend. It's the first and second round of the tournament, so it seems like we're early, but I think it's good
to be early. Because I think March is late. I think the March Madness tournament's probably, I feel like that's late this year.
Yeah, it's the 20th. It's after the 20th, and they're just in the first round, so we'll take that. But lots of good restaurants did not make it this far. And I think to remind everybody, this is all about, you know, maybe exploring a place that you hadn't been before. Our Dining Madness started with all of the sit-down restaurants at Walt Disney World, including all four theme parks and Disney Springs and some of the resort locations. We leveraged our partner, touringplans.com, to help us seed some of these things. We used only restaurants that are on the dining plan. And we, by the way, did not include things like character meals and dinner shows because they're a little bit different. So we just stuck with the sit-down dining. And we've gotten ourselves down to eight, or our Elite Eight, and we're about to turn it into a Final Four. Along the way, Lisa and Jimmy with the live show have got votes from their listeners. We have votes from the DisneyNerdsPodcast.com, which, by the way, if you haven't been there lately, the news has been just phenomenal, and the blogging has been great. You owe it to yourself to go check out the DisneyNerdsPodcast.com.
Yes, 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 you do. I will tell you that this bracket has been somewhat of a conundrum for me. And what makes it interesting is that different from years past, where you're trying to choose a character or you're choosing an attraction, this bracket you can look at in three different, four different, five different ways and come out with a completely different answer than the way you looked at it before.
Absolutely true. I'll tell you what, I learned a lot by giving my kids a bracket and having them fill it out.
You know what's really funny is that I did the same thing to my kids and they filled out their brackets, and I was fascinated by what made it
so
to the
was
Final
I
Four.
The winners, I'm like, okay, I guess I know where we're going next time.
That's
if that's
right.
What you like. And at the same time, I learned some places that I'd never taken them that maybe I should have taken them. But
I giggle because, you know, both of my kids, my two older ones, my 13-year-old, my 11-year-old, they filled it out, and Boma and Tiffin's made it a little bit further along, and they hadn't been to Boma or Tiffin's.
Interesting.
And I
take
really
us.
Yeah, I thought for certain, and I said it. I said, we were going to go to Boma someday, and we're going to go to Tiffin's, and you're going to wonder why this made it this far along. It's not their cuisine. But
and that's what it comes down to. It's interesting you say that, Lisa, because I think as we go through this, and sometimes we all agree on a place, and other times we don't, and it comes down to personal preference. Right. And what you like or what you don't like, and knowing the flavor of food that you're going to get at some of these restaurants. So while we might not have taken something on to the next level, like, for example, Spice Road Table, which didn't make it, you know, other people might love Spice Road Table because they like that type of cuisine.
And there are some people on the live show that are fascinated by the fact that Spice Road Table didn't make it this far.
And it's a great place. But I can also see that if you're not into that type of cuisine, where, the plaza, which beat it, is a much different cuisine
And
and very good, by the way.
here's something else that you learn though, Sam, is you look at this, and we had to narrow this down to get to 64.
We did.
There's something for everybody at Walt Disney World.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So with that, I have my votes. I have the votes from the website, and I have Ed's votes tonight. I think you got everybody else's.
I do. And given the fact of what we have, I think that we roll these votes out, and I'll start with one person, and then you go to one person, and I'll go to another, and then we'll try to go bounce back and forth off each other. How's that sound?
That works. And what I need to do is get the website up in front of me right now because it's not in front of me, and that's not going to be helpful.
No, it's not.
So I'm going to go to DisneyMadness.com, which you should too online, especially if you haven't voted, because there may be some other votes to be cast, including the Final Four coming up very soon.
And that comes out Saturday.
That's the plan. Yeah, that voting will be out Saturday, and it'll be good. All right. So you want to start? Since you have four and I have three, I'll let you go first in your voting. In fact, I'll introduce the first matchup, if that's okay. The first matchup in our Final Four, taking those Elite Eight, has the Plaza over Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom versus Le Cellier, the steakhouse over at Epcot's World Showcase in Canada. Oh, one of these. And as we get to the Final Four, I can say I've been to both of these places. That's for sure.
And I have been to both of these places as well. So the first vote I will cast here will be for Jimmy, and Jimmy's going to go with the Plaza.
The Plaza. So once again, we have a total of nine votes. That comes from the five of
Seven.
us, plus is that it? Or is it seven? One,
It's
two.
seven.
It's seven votes, which are the five of us plus the live show plus the website. And with Jimmy's vote, the Plaza's up 1-0. Then I might as well jump in with Ed's vote. Sound good?
Sounds
Ed
like a
also
plan.
has the Plaza, making it 2-0.
Alrighty. I'm going to jump in with Morgan's vote, and Morgan voted for the Plaza.
The Plaza. Wow. The Plaza is getting a lot of love here. That makes it 3-0. I'm going to go take a quick look at the website. And our website listeners have Le Cellier at 77% of the votes.
So here we are. We've got our website, our Disney Nerds community online, saying that they like and they have voted for Le Cellier. And I will shout out the live show vote, and they also went with Le Cellier.
Wow, that makes it 3-2. Very interesting that our listeners go live show in both the website and the Facebook live show. So with that, I'm going to go, Lisa, and I'm going to put the pressure on you because I'm going to go because I love these both. I mean, let's be honest here. They're both in theme parks. They're both in great locations. I love the cheddar cheese soup and a nice pretzel roll. So I'll go with Le Cellier. That puts this at three votes each, which means you hold the tiebreaker. Can you handle that?
I can handle that.
All
I can
right.
handle that. This is not the one that would absolutely crush me. There is one in this Elite Eight bracket that would absolutely bury me. This isn't that one. So with that being said, I'm going to break the tie, and I'm going to go with the only restaurant in the Elite Eight that I have not been to is Le Cellier, and that gets my vote.
Wow, and there you go. Le Cellier gets the tiebreaker, and there is absolutely positively nothing against the Plaza. Love the Plaza. The fact that you can sit there and sort of watch people on Main Street. I was there last week, and the parade was going by, and the way that Festival of Fantasy is with everybody up on top, you can get a decent view of the parade down there. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, not to mention the fact that you can get some great ice cream sundaes there, and there's a lot to offer at the
including the
Plaza.
kitchen sink, by the way,
well,
both the
yes,
mini and the Mickey version
the
of the
mini and
kitchen
the Mickey
sink,
version
your
of the
pick.
kitchen sink, and that it's the brisket mac and cheese, which is fantastic there.
So I had a lobster cob salad last week that was phenomenal.
Wow.
It was really good. And I noticed last week during our spring break trips, and I went to quite a few of these restaurants, new menus at a lot of them,
Really?
which is good and bad.
section of our bracket, and the matchup for this section of our bracket is, this is the tough one. This is the one that could absolutely bury me here. This is the Battle of the Wise. This is the Yachtsman Steakhouse versus the Yak and Yeti.
Battle of the Wise is amazing because it's only two restaurants there that start with a Y, and they end up facing off against each other.
That's right.
In the Elite Eight to get to the Final Four. And when I said new menu, that was Yak and Yeti's new, I don't know if it's a summertime menu or spring menu or what, but it was awesome.
Was it really?
And on the flip side, Yachtsman Steakhouse is the only steakhouse on site with an in-house butcher that does dry-aged steaks, and the land salad is amazing, so I can go either way here for sure. I'll let you start.
So I'm going to start with Morgan's vote here, and Morgan went with the Yak and Yeti.
Yak and Yeti from Morgan. Awesome. I will go with Ed's vote, and Ed is also going Yak and Yeti, which the stir fry on that new menu was so good. Oh, it was good.
So
back to you.
Then I will go with the live show vote, and the live show went with the Yak and Yeti as well.
That is 3-0. I'm going to go and look at the online votes right now. And the online vote is also, they're going to make this easy on us because it's also Yak and Yeti with 60% of the vote.
Wow.
And that said, you know, Yak and Yeti moves on. I am, just to keep it not being a sweep, I'm going to vote for Yachtsman, but I would go to either one of these.
And I would have voted for Yachtsman as well. So.
And which Jimmy have?
And Jimmy had Yak and Yeti.
All right. So Yak and Yeti is 4-2, moves on. And that is what it is. Next round, the next. So far, our final four is a Le Cellier versus Yak and Yeti. That's going to be a very interesting matchup for sure. On the other side of the bracket, it's the Boathouse at Disney Springs and Be Our Guest restaurant at Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom. This is an interesting one because I love the Boathouse.
Right.
I do, personally. So I might as well just throw it out there. My vote's the Boathouse, and I'll tell you why. This comes down to personal preference and menu preference. I prefer what's on the menu at the Boathouse versus what's on the menu at Be Our Guest.
And
that's really what it comes down to.
That's a great point. I will tell you that the live show wholeheartedly agrees with you, and they also went with the Boathouse. And a lot of the chatter on Tuesday night had to do with the food. That really the food is so much better at the Boathouse. And yes, they understand the love for Be Our Guest and eating in the West
Wing. And I get that. I do. I get it. And especially if you're there for dinner and you get your picture with the beast coming out. It's amazing. And along those lines, I'll jump in with the website because the website is 70% Be Our Guest.
Wow.
Yeah, quite a few people went Be Our Guest for certain.
So with that being said, next up for me is me.
It's you. Okay.
And this, I agree wholeheartedly with you. The Boathouse is the winner for me, hands down here. I don't think I had Be Our Guest making it this far.
I didn't. In fact, if you look back at my bracket, I didn't have Be Our Guest out of the first round, but that's a whole nother story. And it has to do with my preference of the menu. So along those lines, that makes it Boathouse 3, Be Our Guest 1. I'm looking at Ed's vote, and Ed is going to make it 3-2 by taking Be Our Guest, which means we have Morgan's vote and Jimmy's vote, and one of these two are going to decide this. Right now, it's 3 for the Boathouse and 2 for Be Our Guest.
And there will be no tie here today. Both Morgan and Jimmy went with the atmosphere over the food, Be Our Guest.
Be Our Guest moves on to the Final Four. I just love the cuisine.
The food is great. I love the atmosphere there.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, while you're waiting and you can see the amphicars, even if you don't experience that, just to watch them go, you know, load up on the ramp and roll out onto the water, all of it is fantastic. And I even haven't been to that back bar. And that's on my list of things to do.
The bar outside, and more important, one of the things that you'll find there, there's shopping, there's dining, and there's also a museum out there. So when you walk out to that outdoor bar or the dockside bar, because it's out on the docks, there's a whole bunch of really cool boats. Just to take a look at them, they're kind of cool to watch. And I have not ridden an AMPA car yet, an AMPA car, but I hope to someday. So
yeah,
we'll see how that goes.
You and me both. So I'm kind of sad to see Boathouse go. I understand why people vote for Be Our Guest. That's an experience thing. And that's a unique one of a kind experience. You could probably find something similar to the Boathouse in other parts of the country, but.
Well, you almost can at the Paddlefish right down the road there from the Boathouse within walking distance. But that's in this comparison, that's what I'd go for.
Right.
Which is good.
So the Be Our Guest experience comes out of the Epcot side of the bracket. And then next up, we have the Animal Kingdom side of the bracket. And this is quite the matchup. This is Chef Art Smith's Homecoming, which is a number 2 seed versus a number 1 seed. And I believe the remaining number 1 seed.
I think so, too.
California Grill.
This is the age-old champ versus the newcomer is the way I look at this.
Yeah, this it really is. You're right. It's old school versus new.
It is. I'll jump to the website right away, if that's okay, because these guys are overwhelming 82% California Grill on the website. And I got to tell you, of all of these Elite Eight, Art Smith's the one I have not been to myself.
No, see, and I have been to Art Smith's, and I'll tell you right now, it is fantastic. And I was telling Jimmy that he really needs to go check it out.
I will check it out.
It's a great, great, great environment. But for me, I'm starting this round, and this is a no brainer. If you listen, you pay attention, you watch, you've hung out with me. The first thing I will tell you anytime anybody suggests a restaurant or is looking for a suggestion for a really nice restaurant, I always tell them California Grill. It is one of my all-time favorites.
And I absolutely understand. So 2-0 California Grill. I'm going to let you take another pick here.
And I'm going to go with Jimmy's pick next. And Jimmy went with me. I know Jimmy has not experienced a California Grill, but sometimes we are influenced by our friends and family. And California Grill is one of those places he says he really wants to check out based on recommendation.
So Jimmy is California Grill?
Yes, it is.
What's Morgan have there?
Morgan has Homecoming.
And I'm not surprised. She loves this place, and I can't wait to see it. And she's got me fired up for the moonshine. It does sound great. I got no problem with it. Yeah. So that gives us 1, 2, 3 for California Grill, 1 for Homecoming. How about the live show?
The live show was an overwhelming decision for California Grill.
California Grill. And I'm not surprised at that. Ed also has the California Grill, which leaves me as the only pick not in, although Cali Grill is moving on. I'll go with it as well, although I can't wait to get to Homecoming. I will try that out, which means our final four, Le Cellier versus Yak and Yeti, Be Our Guest versus Cali Grill. Two interesting matchups. Holy cow.
You know what? I would have never, ever been able to predict that this is what we were going to be looking at in the final four.
No, I think that's what's so cool about it.
Never, ever, ever. What different... are there two of the same cuisines here?
Not really.
Like, there really isn't. There really isn't at all, and that makes...
There's a little overlap, but not really.
Maybe between Le Cellier and Cali Grill, but maybe?
Yeah, but no, these are different ends of the spectrum. This is all preference, right?
Yeah, it's all preference.
And you got inside of a park, two inside park, right? You're inside, three. Versus, you might as well be inside Magic Kingdom over California.
It's what it feels like, right? On top of that,
and that's one of the reasons why you're there, for that view.
On top of that balcony overlooking that the Space Mountain and the castle and the Astro
Absolutely.
Orbiter, you could feel like you could reach out and high five those guys. It's a great experience.
Yeah. So that gives us our final four here. Now I sort of floated this by Ed just to see what his thoughts were. And when we came up with these 64, we had to eliminate the character dining and the dinner shows. And in doing so, I look back at the character dining and I'm looking at it and there's 11 character dining locations in Walt Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
So let me verify. 11. So what we need to do right now, Lisa, you and I are going to get that list to 8. And we're going to do a second round of voting, Elite 8 character dining, alongside of our final four for Disney Madness. So we're going to end up with 2 winners, a character winner and a dining winner. What do you think?
I love it. I absolutely love it.
So here's my problem. I don't know how to take these and get it down to 8. So we're going to have to eliminate some.
Well, then let's drop the 11 of them right down now. Let's talk about them right away, and let's see what we can do about making
some
eliminations.
All right, so I have these in order of the touringplans.com reader surveys from the first quarter of this year, which are very interesting because when I do that, one that I thought would be on top wasn't on top. And that could just be my thoughts here. Give me just 1 second. And one of them, I'm not even sure that we'd consider it. So the top rated is the Garden View Tea Room over at the Grand Floridian.
Really?
Yes. It was number one rated. It came in number 6, actually, of overall dining establishments, which was pretty high. But I don't know that, is this a character dinner or is this just an afternoon tea with your daughter where they get the doll and it looks really cool.
Something tells me that this has something to do with a princess. This, I
absolutely
bet,
it does.
Provides some sort of access to the princesses.
The Perfectly Princess Tea Party, which features Aurora. Now, this is customized for children ages 3 to 9. Princesses all receive an 18-inch Princess Aurora porcelain doll, a princess tiara, a silver princess bracelet, a princess necklace, a fresh rose, a special princess sticker page, and a best friend certificate, and a princess cinch bag.
You get quite a bit with just a meal, huh?
You get quite a bit for $136.
Never mind.
So that's why I don't know. Is that a character dining? This is a tea party. So it sounds awesome, and I think it would be incredible to try, but I'm not sure that it goes with a character dining experience.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. So I'm going to put a question mark next to this one. The next one is the Garden Grill Restaurant. That's over in the land.
This is second rated.
It is number 2 on the list of character dinings. It was number 12 overall. But it was, yes. So I know what you're waiting for, and Chef Mickey's quite a way down the list, which I was surprised at. I was very surprised. So Garden Grill, 1900 Park Fair. That's also over at the Grand Floridian. That's with either Alice in Wonderland or Mary Poppins, or maybe both. Not bad. Have you done that?
Yes, I have. 1900 Park Fair.
I've done that years ago.
I've done it for dinner, but not for breakfast. I really love the interaction with the stepsisters.
Very cool. Very cool. And the Crystal Palace is after that. Not bad. Right there in Magic Kingdom, Winnie the Pooh and Friends.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Very good. This will be cool. So we'll vote Final Four and an Elite 8 next week. We'll have 2 different things going. We're just going to, you and I are going to determine what doesn't make the cut there. There you go.
Perfecto.
So the first thing we talked about was that.
We talked about the Garden View.
The Garden View is down a little further. It's Perfectly Princess Tea.
Yes.
That one up there. And then 1900 Park Fair.
Yep, and then the Garden Grill.
Crystal Palace. Tusker House.
Okay.
That's over at Animal Kingdom. That's Donald Duck, right?
It's Donald, it's Goofy, it's Minnie, it's Mickey.
It sounds great. Ohana, of course.
I was wondering why Ohana wasn't on the generic restaurant
list. It's a fair question. It's a fair question.
And I understand, because for breakfast, it's a character meal. For dinner, yes. It's a fantastic meal.
Right. Cinderella's Royal Table, of course, is on the list. A new one on the list, which is right there on your screen, is the Snow White experience over at Artist's Point. So Artist Point did not make our regular dining list because it has converted over to Storybook Dining with Snow White. Very interesting. Of course, over in Norway, there's Arker Chef's Royal Banquet Hall. It used to be, if you can't get into the castle, you get in there, right?
Right. So that gives us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, and we still have Chef Mickey.
Wow, okay.
And Hollywood and Vine.
And Hollywood and Vine just got a good upgrade in the last 2 years.
Oh, which is good because that used to be, oh.
Well, that
Hollywood and Vine, of course, at Hollywood Studios.
Yep, and that used to be, I went there years ago and my kids were big into Disney Junior.
That would have been it.
And yep. I hated it.
They were doing Minnie's Spring Fling there last week. We were over at the 50s. And I always, you know, head to the restroom at the 50s and just peek in to see what's going on.
Cape May Cafe, you did not talk about.
Cape May Cafe, I did not say. That's one as well. We had that on our other list. Cape May is only characters for breakfast.
Just like Ohana.
Yeah, just like Ohana. Because that was on our dining list. It's a great buffet.
Oh, yes, it is. It's got Alaskan King crab.
Yeah, you got crab legs on it. It's worth the extra couple of bucks.
All right, so if you had to pull one thing off this list, Sam, what would you pull off?
I'm pulling off the Garden View Tea Party, just because I don't think it's really it's a very specific dining thing where if you have a girl between 3 and 10, it's going to be an awesome thing. That's why I would think that one's, yeah, that's my thought anyway.
Yeah, I agree.
That still leaves two, unless we got to do a vote-in ballot.
It leaves two. This is my problem. I know that Hollywood and Vine got an upgrade, but I would remove Hollywood and Vine.
And I have no problem doing that because that's not on my list to hit. I think that, well, let's put it this way. If you have little ones, the Disney Junior type crowd, even though it is more Mickey and Minnie, I think that's the buffet you want. I think especially in Hollywood Studios, there are way better places to grab a dinner than at Hollywood and Vine.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly.
All right. That gives us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And I'm going to ask the question, is Ohana on the other list instead of this list? Because it's only breakfast?
It's not. It was not. I think it was
not. Okay, then is Artist Point too new to really be able to judge that?
And here's the interesting thing. Artist Point was on the other list.
Okay. I don't recall when I put the darn lists together.
Yeah, it was definitely on the other list. It didn't make the bracket, but it was on the other list.
Ah, okay. Okay, so maybe that's the one.
So we take that off, and now we're left with our final
eight,
which is the Garden Grill over at Epcot.
Number one seeded in this particular ranking.
Yep, 1900 Park Fair.
Yeah.
Then you've got Crystal Palace over at Magic Kingdom, Tusker House over at Animal Kingdom, Ohana at the Polynesian, Cinderella's Royal Table or Cinderella Royal Table, Cinderella's Royal Table.
Yep.
Inside the castle. Can't beat that atmosphere.
No, you can't.
The delightful princess character dining over in Norway that I can never pronounce properly.
Arkershefs.
And then Chef Mickey's. So we have narrowed it down to our eight.
Got it to eight. So we are going to now have the Disney Nerds Podcast, Elite Eight Character Dining, and we're going to vote with that online at the same time that we vote for our final four for Dining Madness. How about that?
I predict an upset right away.
Chef Mickey's versus Garden Girl?
Yeah, which is crazy.
That's exactly how you do it.
You know what's crazy about that is that it should, in my opinion, it shouldn't be. I liked Garden Grill much. I've been to Chef Mickey's more times than I'd like to admit. I went to Garden Grill once and fell in love with it.
It's a great atmosphere, Garden Grill.
So with that being said, I'm going to ask you two questions, Sam.
Yep.
Which I didn't ask you when we started the Elite Eight when we started narrowing our down to our final four. Of the eight restaurants that we chose from this evening in our original bracket,
yeah,
how many of them have you gone to?
I'm looking right now, and I can say all of them except Art Smith's. I've been to all of them.
So you've been to seven of the eight.
I've been to seven of the eight, and I can also say one, two, three of them last week.
So now let me ask you the same question for the newly anointed Elite Eight for Character Dining.
Yes. I have not been to Crystal Palace, Tusker House, or Ohana for character meetings.
Wow.
I have been to then five of the eight.
And I have been to seven of the eight.
Which one have you not gotten to?
I have not gotten to the restaurant that shall not be named, for that I will butcher it. Akershus.
Akershus, when my daughter was younger, was the we go there if we can't get into the castle.
Yeah.
That was back when you had, I'm talking 10 years ago, when you had to get into that castle right away. And if I had a last minute trip, I couldn't get into the castle. So we went there to see the princesses.
Right.
That's why I've been there.
So that's the only one on this list, which makes me realize a couple of things. One, my children are very lucky. Two.
Yes.
Two, and it's a pretty important two, let's be honest. I am very lucky.
Yeah.
And three, Walt Disney World has a ton of my money.
True.
It has a ton of my money.
That's absolutely right. I love it. But I think this will be fun. And I do. I've always wanted to get to Ohana, but it always ends up being a morning. Okay, do we go there? Or do we just go to Magic Kingdom? And that's kind of the what goes through our minds. So we've never done it for breakfast.
I've had a first reservation of the day at Ohana.
Which is what time?
Maybe 7:30.
It's early, man.
It's early.
Unless I'm staying there. Maybe that's part of it. If I ever get to stay at Pauly, I'll be there in a minute.
But I was in and out in 40-something minutes.
Because you were, I get it.
Yeah.
And then you're monorail right over, right?
And then I'm monorail right over. And I'm within the bubble, so I literally go right through security and the monorail, and then I'm
sure,
in
you're
and
already
out
in.
Gone.
Yep. Yeah. Makes it easier. That you got to like these days, being in that bubble.
Yep. So with that being said, I will tell you honestly that this could be tough, this character dining bracket.
You know what? That's good, because I just gave us something to talk about for the next couple of weeks. Because we're going to do the final four and then the champion, and then we got another champion to come with the week after that. So, and we needed to give these some love, because I couldn't include them, right? Now, there's the hoop-de-doo, and there's the other.
Let's not go down that rabbit hole. Slow down. Let's not go down that rabbit hole, please.
Yeah, no, I get it. It is a rat hole, and I've done those. And I love the hoop-de-doo. I think it's awesome. But I found that you can't eat all that much fried chicken in an hour. Or ribs.
That's a hoop-de-doo?
Yeah,
I have not done hoop-de-doo since I was... Ooh. Eight?
Wow. You need to go back, because now you get now if you continue to ask for a beer, you will get a pitcher with a straw in it. That's what they'll bring you.
That's what they'll, so the hoop-de-doo is worth taking a look at just for that alone. Not something I could experience at the age of 8 years old.
And then you try to drink it in an hour and you're like, this isn't going to work.
I call it an indeterminate number of years is what I like to say.
There we go. We'll just look at it that way.
An indeterminate number of years.
There were a couple of others that I was surprised at, but I really didn't consider. One is over at the Garden Grove, which is in the Swan. I have done that before. And you know, another one, I wasn't aware of this. There is a Good Morning Mickey breakfast over at the Four Seasons.
Over at Disney Springs. Yes, there is.
Well, at Four Seasons.
Oh, that's right. It's not at Disney Springs. Four You're Seasons. Right.
Yes. And you know what? In doing that, if you scroll to the very bottom of that page that you're on, mm-hmm. there's one that we forgot about, actually.
Of course we
just
did.
All the way at the bottom. Of course there's one we forgot about. And we're not going to bring it in now, but I want to at least bring it
up. Oh, I've eaten there.
For the Tangled Bon Voyage Adventure
yes.
Breakfast?
Yes. For the trip, I was staying at, this past September, I stayed at the Boardwalk for a couple nights. We went down just for a couple days, just Angela and I on a quiet yeah. trip, just the two of us.
Cool.
And I woke up in the morning and she wasn't awake yet, which is pretty standard and par for the course. And I went out to the balcony and I sat down in my chair and I went, you know what? I want breakfast. So I checked to see what was available and that was available. And I was like, okay. So I walked in and said, time to get up. Let's go.
Was it all of those? Ariel, Prince Eric, Rapunzel, and Flynn Rider? Or is it one or the other?
It was all of those. So it was,
cool.
What does it say again? It was Ariel, Prince Eric, Rapunzel, and Flynn Rider, but Prince Eric was absent.
Okay. Called in sick.
He was feeling a little under the sea that day. So,
ba-dum-bump.
So Ariel was there. Instead, he called up his friend Merida, and Merida joined them.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So we had Merida.
So there were four.
There were four, yes.
And I guess I forgot about that one. It wasn't on the list here, so I don't know if that's good or if that's bad.
Well, don't forget, Trattoria Al Forno was an Italian restaurant at the beginning of the bracket. It was on the other bracket.
Yes, 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 yes. And it does have the, you know, we see a little bit more of this. If you can, you know, bring in a character meal. And you know, quite honestly, this is at the Boardwalk. So you're right at the back door of Epcot's International Gateway. There's no reason why, you know, get yourself a ride over to Boardwalk, have breakfast with these characters. If your daughter or your son is into one of these, that's a perfect place to see it.
And the meal, Sam, fantastic.
Was it a buffet or was it
It was order off the menu. And I had a breakfast calzone.
Oh, I'm intrigued. I want one.
It was meat and eggs and cheese. And
yeah, I'm thinking sausage and bacon and cheese.
Sunday sauce, which is pasta sauce poured right over the top of it. It was so good.
That sounds darn good.
It's exactly something that my grandmother would make me when I was a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
Good Italian calzone.
I love it. This is awesome, Lisa. We need more people with us next time, and we'll have them next week for sure as we wrap things up and look to the final four of Dining Madness and the Elite Eight of Character Dining Madness. Woo!
It's going to be an exciting couple of weeks, so make sure you stay tuned.
It sure is.
I think we've had fun tonight. I know I have. I hope you have.
Absolutely.
So, Jimmy, tell him.
Where's Jimmy coming from? He does this every show.
Oh, Jimmy, let us know where you can get in touch with us.
You can email us at questions@thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds. Instagram @TheDisneyNerdsPodcast and Twitter @TheDisneyNerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Thanks again. Thank you guys for listening. Remember the DisneyNerdsPodcast.com. There's some cool stuff out there. Go check it out.
Yep. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. And I hope everybody has a fantastic week. We will see you next week. So long, everybody.
Gongaloosh.
If you would like to join our jamboree. There's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in